Good morning. As our proposal, Proposal 4, points out, Johnson & Johnson is very proud of its 100% score on the Human Rights Campaign's LGBTQ scorecard, which says a company promotes full equality if it provides sex change operations for employees and dependents in its insurance plans. The company acts as if an employee, or perhaps his or her teen dependent, gets a double mastectomy or some form of genital removal, that they will never regret it and that they will be happy the rest of their lives. Unfortunately, in the real world, instead of the fantasy world inhabited by Human Rights Campaign and Johnson & Johnson, that is often not the case. In fact, many sufferers are extremely upset that they were lied to about being able to switch from their birth genders. Only after it's too late do they learn that even if they wanted to detransition, they can't. There's no restoration to their original bodily condition, either medically or through insurance. I thought Johnson & Johnson was a health and medical company. Isn't the principle supposed to be first, do no harm? Does Johnson & Johnson even research how it can help detransitioners, or is the company too beholden to the Human Rights Campaign's agenda? The answer is obvious. In its response to our proposal, the board says we failed to identify a gap in its pay and benefits offerings. On the contrary, we most certainly did. Detransitioners testify that it is impossible to find doctors to treat them or insurers to insure them. Under EEOC guidelines, based on gender identity and sexual orientation, this is discriminatory, and Johnson & Johnson is guilty of it. The company's whistling past the graveyard if it thinks it will avoid lawsuits based on this inequitable policy. Obviously, Johnson & Johnson has learned nothing from the talcum powder class action lawsuits. Please vote for proposal number 4.